why do some people follow guidelines while others ignore them? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Berg, professor of psychology at Wheaton College, explores the factors behind such decisions.
When news of the COVID-19 pandemic first swept the United States, many Americans seemed receptive to following the guidance regarding how to stay safe and virus-free. However, noncompliance with preventative measures was at the heart of its spread. What leads to such behavioral decisions? My research partner Linda Lin and I created a survey to examine patterns in the relationship between people's health beliefs and behaviors. We wanted to identify the factors that were most strongly associated with following prevention guidelines at the outset of the pandemic. We examined participants' reported likelihood of engaging in 8 behaviors designated by the Centers for Disease Control as critical for the prevention of COVID-19 at that time. More than anything, the key factors that were associated with actively participating in preventative behaviors were how severe people thought the illness was and how much faith they placed in health officials. An additional event that appeared to persuade people to take the pandemic seriously was local school closings. Respondents living in communities where schools were being closed saw the pandemic as being more severe and were more likely to follow CDC guidelines. It appears likely that messages intended to calm the public by reducing the perceived severity of the disease may have inadvertently changed both perceptions and behaviors, leading some people to take fewer precautions. The other emerging factor was the degree to which people viewed doctors and scientists as influential in their health outcomes. Our research indicates that the more people believe such individuals play a meaningful role in their health, the more likely they are to listen to them. So messages where political leaders appeared to undermine health officials and organizations like the CDC also likely hurt engagement in prevention behavior.
That was Michael Berg of Wheaton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.